All right, folks, welcome to ninoscorner.tv. I hope this makes YouTube. I don't know if it, do you think it's going to want to do it, or let's just
I'll
go.
Try my best. I'm trying, Nino. I'm trying so hard.
I mean, I'm trying to. I just went on with Chad Prather, and my internet was glitching really bad. So, folks, if it's it's glitching out, it's my fault. Sorry.
Well, and you know, Nino, the one thing I will say is this, you know, it's so hard to have the more in-depth conversations that sometimes we'd like to have, because of the, cancel crap that's going on, totally in violation of the Constitution. And we have several court cases that have happened over the years that, speak to this, and it's atrocious. It's why we have to fight on. We cannot allow this to happen in our country. This is the, not allowing us to have an honest conversation between people on, you know, matters that affect the whole country, political matters. Yeah. I mean, that is unacceptable.
Can we just talk freely then? Because, and put this on ninoscorner.tv, because I don't want to pull any punches here. Trump
well,
said something.
I don't know that we have that much. Let's hold tight. We'll do the, let's try to get on YouTube. Let's do a test.
All right, then hold on.
Let me see how close we can get to. What do we got to say? How do we got to say it to be able to just pass mustard?
Well, if this goes on
YouTube, to bless us.
If this goes on YouTube, let me throw this out there, folks. If you see this on YouTube, then you need to get some ageless muscle, folks. Do you know what? Do you know that you begin to lose muscle as early as early as 30 years old?
Oh crap! No way.
And then at 40. Research shockingly suggests that you begin to lose up to 10% of muscle every decade, then 15% at age 60. That's why hundreds of thousands
crap.
Are taking action to reverse their muscle loss with this amazing new product. And I take it. This is the stuff I take. It contains.
Okay,
it
where do I got to get this? You know, I need some of this stuff because, you know, I'm you know, I got to keep my brain exercised. All those muscles in my brain, I can't lose them.
It combines premium ingredients that offer powerful support to build and preserve muscle mass and strength, promote muscular endurance, improve athletic performance, promote muscle hydration, help reduce soreness, and promote muscle and post-exercise recovery. Most importantly, you can save 41% from this month only if you go to Muscle, Ageless Muscle with Nino. It's down there in the link below, folks. And guess what? It'll help you in the bedroom as well, folks. You need
Well, that's important.
No, hit the link below, folks. Nino, Ageless Muscle.
Seriously, you know, Cliff High and I were just discoursing the other day on something, and he mentioned I should get some taurine and creatine. But I will tell you this, you know, when I was recovering from something that had happened to me, it was for like a decade, I just couldn't get past a certain point in trying to regain my strength. And I'd hit the wall. I mean, literally a week, 2 weeks in, I just couldn't go any further because I wasn't able to get the muscles working right. I was just completely wiped out. And some of the injuries were pretty bad. I mean, I literally have to have help lifting my legs in the car and things like that. And I couldn't even pick up a cup of coffee at times, you know, in a styrofoam cup. I'd get a little styrofoam cup and it'd just be painful. And because one of the shoulder injuries is so bad. And I focused on a great guy who was a trainer for Elway. Had another guy that had a supplement company. And he says, no, we can help you with this. And I honestly just didn't believe that was true, because I really didn't think it was a supplement injury. I felt it was an injury issue, that this was sort of permanent. And the doctors had told me, no, you know, this is, you're just going to have to deal with this. And he says, no, you can do this. Come on. And what was amazing was almost 35 years ago, 30 years ago. And so let's see if I'm getting the dates right. I was actually, it's about 25 years ago. And so he gave me a list of things to take. And, you know, I found, like, with the creatine and the proteins like that I liked them personally in the blender, and I'd put just a couple pieces of fruit in there with it. and then some of the other things that they suggested. And I was really diligent. And it was literally about 2 weeks into this that I was like, wow, I actually am not feeling, I'm feeling the fatigue that you get from working out, but I'm not feeling the just absolutely wiped out, debilitating, I cannot move even to get out of bed type of thing that I had been experiencing. I tried hard previously, but it wiped me out. And I kind of remember the zone. It was about a month or a month and a half in. And I realized, you know, I'm looking forward, even though I'm exhausted, to coming out and doing the next workout. And I'd work lower body one day, upper body 2 days apart. And then the in-between days, all the days I'd work the stomach and core. And then also just did the...
it's like the same thing with me wanting to. I stay in the gym. You have to stay in the gym. And I put on a little weight, you know, now that I'm in my 40s. I'm not training like I was in boxing, but you got to supplement. You got to take supplements to keep you viable, man, and to feel good. Because if I didn't take the supplements I take, then I'd be in deep, deep water, man. So for me, I have to keep my supplement regimen. But Juanito, let's talk about.
And the other thing is, hold on, let me just, I love the advertisers and the stuff that they have, and they're supporting us here in the team. But I'm also, this is actually something that's, I'm actually dealing with even here for the rest of the year a little bit, is to focus on body tone and like that. You know, as much as I've been traveling over the last 3+ years, just very intently, it's a bit tough. And then, you know, you do have to pay attention to the machine a bit, and the right stuff in the right combination, and then the exercise. You know, I was pretty, I remember I was about 5 months in back there, late 90s. And I started working out again with some of the team members that were based nearby. And I started making them look bad because I could go another 20% further than a lot of them went. I'll give them a break because they were out doing other training stuff too, besides their exercise. But, you know, I got back to where, you know, I could leg press 450 and never even thought about it. And I'd do several sets, 200 flights of stairs in one shot. And I'd sometimes do that twice a day. I got all the way back to where I was back to my pre condition. But then beyond that, the one thing that made the difference for me was I had always had kind of a runner's physique. And so I had a light upper body, and I focused on getting the upper body, not just strength, but mass. And I had something that happened that probably would have broken me in half type of an injury. And then, but because I had built that upper body mass that I'd never had as a kid, all the way into my late 30s, early 40s, when I had a particular thing that happened, that body mass and muscle probably saved me from having a broken back. And I mean, I had a bruise in the middle of my back the size of a basketball. People just look at it, oh my gosh, you know. But I had that muscle that protected the frame. And so, you know, I thought at the time that it happened, all that work that I did literally probably saved my life. It wasn't just for some, you know, personal, you know, get buff or something like that. It was part of, you know, being a winner. You know, you have to train to win. You have to focus, and nobody else around. I always worked out by myself, took my supplements. Once I was convinced that the supplementation had changed everything, which I'd never had that when I was younger. You know, if I went back even to my late teens, early 20s, if I had had an understanding of the supplements, I think I'd have been radically, I was already pretty good. I'd have been rad better.
all you're doing is giving your body what it needs, the materials it needs to rebuild soundly and rebuild the way it needs, build the way it needs. But all right, Juan, let's jump into it. Let's talk about this. Trump in South Carolina says in 5 months, okay, he says in 5 months we're going to be, what's he talking about, 5 months? We're going to defeat Biden and, make America great again. Or he says, no, we want to take back our country. What's he talking in 5 months? Did he mess up there? What am I not seeing here? I think he's too intelligent to slip up like that. He's not like Joe Biden. But when he says 5 months, I think people should really listen to that, because you said before that China has gamed out. They only got 90 to 180 days with Biden. And now Trump is saying in 5 months, when we're going to take our country back, we're going to defend and take our country back. Is he messing up there? Is that a slip? Does he mean in a year from now, in November? What is he saying 5 months? What is this?
Well, there's a couple things. Remember, Trump, he is one of the greatest trolls ever in the history of the world, okay? He just loves trolling the bad guys. So what's the meaning of five? Five is the number of grace to God's people in Judaism, Christianity, and the Muslim faith. Five is a number of grace. But it's also in the occult. Both sides try to own and steal the numbers. Just like 17 is the number of victory. It's the 17th book of the Bible, Esther. It's about the flip, the reversal. Everything was going one way, it flips and goes the other way. Five is in the occult and defense.
And so you're saying this is very, very purposeful on Trump's part. You're saying this is not a slip.
Yeah, even the specific use of five is kind of like a coded message. You know, one of the things I've mentioned before on your show, but people in this audience specifically, take a deep breath and understand we're in an occupied situation here in the country. The enemy's inside the gates. We're fighting from the inside out. And so in a certain sense, you're almost prisoners of war in your own country with what's going on, this captured operation that we call America, our home. And in Vietnam, the communication was highly restricted between the prisoners. And so they think of America today, you and I struggling to get messages out and other team members. And by the way, Nino, the team that we're talking to, the American citizens we're talking to, greatest teammates ever in the history of the world. You know, would you really want to play with anybody else than these people that have decided to stand out, stay with it, the stick-to-itiveness and everything else? We're finding out who the real true patriot Americans are and who the summer soldiers are. It's the greatest thing you could have ever imagined. It's a gift from God to get to find who's real and who's not in the people around you,
my biggest concern, Juanito, is not, it's not if, it's when. And I put a lot of weight, if Trump says 5 months, I'm thinking they've gamed something out here to where 5 months we should expect something to be happening, maybe an event. But the pushback that I see that's going to happen is going to be all the illegal immigrants and the cartels. That's where I see the problem arising.
Well, let me finish this one thought and I'll go there. In Vietnam, the guys were restricted heavily in being able to communicate like we are in the media today. You know, you're in an occupied situation. So the prisoners had a tap code. And that tap code was the alphabet, five across and five down. So a lot of people hear the 5x5 in communications, radio signal, things like that. Yeah, I hear you. I read you loud and clear, 5x5. But the real meaning for this current audience that we have is 5x5. We're tapping out messages to each other. We're having to do it through the walls, through the vents, through other stuff, with highly restricted communications being allowed. Okay, 5x5 was more than just communications. It was a lifeline, and using the term five is it's a grace number. By God's grace alone, we're going to get through this thing. We're going to survive this moment in history and pull it together, you know. And Trump is communicating in the open as best as we're allowed, so that, you know, all the ships at sea, all the troops scattered across the islands know this is not a static situation. Fight's on, war's on. And we're not going to give up and let these monsters hold what they've stolen. The bank robbers get away from the bank. They get around the corner in the getaway car. Do we stop because, oh, they're off the bank property, we didn't get there in time? Are you kidding me? We're going to chase them down, stop them. We're going to, you know, do a perp walk on all of them, do a felony stop, do a perp walk on all of them. We're going to take back what they stole. You know, that's why I, you know, in fact, Jennifer's going to do something here in the next day or two with a new t-shirt, you know, the 2020. I don't even think I can say the rest of it on this without banned from YouTube. So that's how restricted it is. You can't have even the simplest, most basic conversation. What a bunch of assholes.
My thing is this, though, Juanito, when the worm is, and I think that the tide has already turned. I think it's already going in our favor. But when when it really starts getting obvious, okay, when that counterpunch lands, which you've talked about on my show many times, the counterpunch, when this starts to get really obvious for them and they're losing control, I expect first an event to take place, some kind of panic event, to where they have to stop everything, and then some kind of chaos or mayhem to take place afterwards. Should we be expecting that?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you're in the greatest contest literally in modern history, and it's war by other means in many ways. Let's hope it doesn't break into some of the other ways.
What should we be expecting? What should we be expecting in the next 5 to 10 to, you know, to 5 months to a year? What should we be expecting take place, Juanito? Like, what should we expect?
Well, when the counterpunch happens, and you'll recognize that. And the other side knows it's coming too, by the way.
Do you think they're preparing for it?
That's part of what's going on. In fact, let me just say this, because it gets forgotten within the audience over time, and I want to remind everybody. You know, a lot of people got really pissed when we would say, enjoy the show. You know, I have the popcorn pages in my books. And so what's the meaning there? Enjoy the show doesn't mean in a generic sense, enjoy, say, or some other event like that, some horror that might occur out across the world. That's not enjoying the show. Enjoying the show is that these people are going to put on a huge show of trying to retain power, to pass the reins of power from the image of Biden to others over the next, you know, weeks and months, because they're not able to make it to 2024. If it was actually going to happen on time, they wouldn't win that with this administration. They can say anything they want. They can cook the books any way they want. At some point, it would become so blatantly obvious, the fraud and the steal, that they've got to come up with another way of doing it. So this transition of power that's coming, that's a huge theater, a huge show, a huge spectacle. And they'll try to sell it to America and the world.
So
are
they at the drawing board right now, scrambling to the drawing board right now, trying to figure out how they're going to do this? I mean, are they at the drawing board right now figuring, oh, man, are they trying to figure this out right now as we speak?
Option list. You got plays that you might have practiced. There's stuff that you might have come up with. And they're on defense now. They're not on offense. And so they're looking for a couple of, you know, spectacular plays to get them back in the game, because they know they're already, the tide has shifted. But there's still time left in the game. Look, if you're if you're Frazier, you're in there with Ali, and he rope-a-doped you up to, you know, halfway through the fight.
Foreman.
And George has got a great movie out right now. Oh my gosh! If you haven't seen the Foreman movie, that is worth going to watch. Just beautifully done. But when you're getting into there, and all of a sudden you realize this guy isn't going down, and all of a sudden he's coming back at you with lightning punches, and you're off your speed. You might be off 20-25% because you've already used up all of your snap. And then you're relying on the power punch, but you can't get it in there fast enough. Those later rounds start going to the other side, and here everybody thought you were winning, and now you're burning out.
My theory on this is, and ask me if I'm on target here. We have to do this before we completely lose the country, because we are going down the fast track right now of completely losing the country. I would imagine this has to happen sooner than later, correct?
Well, yeah, because the public, you can't go to 2024, can't do it, and allow what has transpired thus far to be sealed the deal. So you've got an interim period here where it's always been a numbers game. You've always had to have the population in mass on your side. If you don't have the numbers, you cannot win the game. And so this is that period. You know, when we talk about the people in this audience and their stick-to-itiveness to be to this point in time and not lose perspective and keep the faith and things like that, they're the ones that are the primer for everybody else. If as things turn and people around you start waking up, getting it, understanding, being pissed, seeing things happening to them, all of a sudden, if you're the one that's despondent, just as they're coming alive, what use are you? You got to stick in the game. I mean, you can be down by, you know, any number of punches, any number of points, but you fight right through to the end. That's that team spirit. And then encouraging one another. That's part of the thing about playing with the best players, you know, alive, that you won't give in or give up on your teammates. Ah, you're sweetie. Thank you. You won't give in or give up on your teammates. It's not just about the spectators. It's about your teammates, and you fight through with them, and don't give up a spirit. That's where we're at. And we are winning. You know, Trump's out there rallying the troops. We're winning, man. All of their bullshit
is that why it's
being
so
exposed.
Important. It's so important to put a gag order on him.
That would be
their objective. They want to stop the rallies, yeah. Right?
They want to stop him being able to communicate with the rest of the team and move him off the field and into the penalty box and everything else, because they're doing lawfare on us endlessly. And we just have to, you know, stay focused and stay in the game. And if we get down in the pitcher's box a bit, if we have to reach down into some of the ones that, you know, we've played our frontline guys, the guys down further the roster need and do something amazing. And I think that's actually what's happening. You know, you see it when you're out various events. I see people starting to shine that you wouldn't have expected to be the woman, the guy, the person that was, going to do it. But when other people, you know, sometimes you're only interested in the mainstream players. That's the hockey team during the Reagan administration going to the Olympics. And the strategy was, instead of just getting a couple of the best players in the world on the team, and then they can't play well together, they got guys that were very good, but would play a team mentality. They wouldn't try to hog the puck. and would work together as a team. And they went out and beat the Russians, and nobody thought it was possible. And they did it with what would otherwise be considered not the absolute AAA listers. They were A-list guys, but they were guys that would play together. And that's part of what we have to have as a team. Everything that's being done against us, Nino, I'm just talking in a generic sense, it's the they versus us kind of a thing. Everything that's being done against us is intended to divide us, to make us fight each other. And what we have to remember is keep lead going downrange. Don't let them snooker you into taking on your own guys in the next foxhole over. Find reasons to work together. And if you can't work together directly, at least, you know, you guys in your foxhole, we're in our foxhole, but keep the lead going the right direction. You know, this is, a real war. It's a real engagement because the whole world's on the line here. You know, it's
but
just the way it is.
But I think it's very telling. I think he does. I do think he speaks in code. And that's what was so important about this, you know, YouTube video is that we even have to speak in code on here. But I think that you know,
five by five.
There you go. Five by five.
We're speaking code. But you know what? We're getting our messages between each other. And by the way, in spite of all the guards, in spite of all the monitoring, if somebody goes down, we're right there with them. We're closing ranks. We're not being broken up. And if somebody that's supposed to be in there with us, McCain's out on us, well, you know, we're gonna continue on. We know when this is all over, Nino, we'll know a lot more about who the real good guys were and who the real bad guys were.
Exactly.
They can hide right now. They can do whatever right now.
You know what? Let me get your insight on this. Did you see the Kelsey, the football player with the taking the boogeyman in, you know, the boogeyman on the arm?
Yes.
Promoting
yes,
it.
Yes.
He just got he got eaten alive.
Yeah.
But that shows me that people are awake. And I can't even say it on here, but it shows me that people are awake. The comments below were just going after them like piranhas, man, like wolves. Like, people are done with this. People are sick of this. And I think that's a good indicator of where we're at. We're sick of the celebrities. We're sick of these tools. You know, we're sick of this. And people are tired. They're fed up. And I think we're there, Juanito. You know, you always talk about that 81%. I think we're there.
80 plus. It's a specific number.
Okay. 80 plus. So I think we're there.
And part of the thing, Nino, is it's you can bounce on that number. It's a little bit of a zone. You know, the news of any given day or any particular part of the country is one thing within certain sectors, whether you're talking financial sector, a military thing, whatever. It does bounce around, but we've brought several of the zones in where they're supposed to be. There's a couple of them that are still kind of bouncing around that are coming up. Because it's about consensus, continuity. It's a team thing, and everybody's in that zone where they're ready to really just engage and stay engaged. And it doesn't matter what bullshit message comes out hour to hour, day to day. You've already made your bones. You've already decided which way you're going to go. And it doesn't matter how somebody tries to move you with information or even false information. You're all in. You've made that mental commitment. You're all in. It's like in the ring or in certain events. One of the things that you would understand personally, I remember specific things that when they happened and you got all the way through it, very personal, but a victory that nobody could take away from you, that, you know, no matter what else happened the rest of your life, you were you were able to do something, complete it. And there's a certain type of inner satisfaction. Other people can slap you on the back. It gets forgotten down the road, whatever. It doesn't matter. It's in your soul. And when you've had that kind of a victory, you know, it's usually something simpler when you're younger, smaller. I think of one specific event when I was still in grade school and something happened. And I used that memory and that, you know, when nobody thought you could pull it off, and I got a win, got a victory, made something happen just right. Something that simple, but over time I could remember other similar things. And when everything's going the wrong way, you're still in the fight, and you know that you can turn something around. No matter how much it looks a certain way, you have a kind of a hope based on a history that you don't give in or give up. And, you know, there's been plenty of times when you were hoping it didn't, maybe, and it didn't end up working out just right or something, but you play to win, because there's a, it could be dopamine, it could be something else, but you get it when you win. There was the climber that they did the movie Freestyle with, where he was climbing without ropes, if you will. And other people that I saw that movie with, they were just completely turned off, shocked. It was just horrible for them. And honestly, I wouldn't recommend that to anybody. It's kind of silly at some certain level, but I understood what he was saying in the documentary. It was very personal. The inner satisfaction of the accomplishment, the challenge to do that and to be the first one to climb El Capitan without ropes of any sort and to complete the thing. I actually got that, and it wasn't lost on me. I understood what driver at any given moment on the planet, there might be a half a dozen guys, and that might even be a high number, that can drive in an F1 on any of the courses in the world and drive the car to the maximum of its capability without exceeding it, to hold it inside there and to win. You could have the world's greatest car, but if you're just not quite there as a driver, the other side of the coin is if you don't have the best car as a driver to know what its limits are. The guys that really, really, really can do that, very, very thin. Same thing, you know, boxing or any other sport. This moment, we've got an audience out there that, you know, they're on the team with us. We're playing to win. And I remember all the other times we've won, and we're getting wins now every day. There's something new that we see going on in legislation or the courts. As much as people think we're losing, there's some amazing stuff happening that will not allow the same kind of graft or theft that's been happening.
I mean, even
they got to change and do something different. Yep, and he's not over. I mean, you know, there, maybe he's in the 9th or 10th round. They still got a couple of things they're going to try and pull out. You know, you're still in the fight. Look, if the fight starts to go with you, a break somehow, you give him one opening because you make a bad move. And even though he may be exhausted, he might get a clean one in there and you're done. You have got to keep your head in the game all the way. And that's the same thing here right now with us.
Juanito, the internet's like really acting up on me. I'm going to end this right now so we can just put this up on YouTube. I think we've said enough, don't you?
I do. I think I want to talk about next we get together, the situation in Central Europe on several fronts. And I can't even say even more than that, but something
that
just
the
happened
next, that could be the next
in the
big
last
event,
week or right? So that we have got to. Yeah.
That
well,
be the next
it's,
event.
It's coming to a head, and it's going to be very, very, very scary. So let's not drop our guard. There's wild things that could throw us off our game a little bit. Don't let it throw you off your game. We're in this to win. Deep breaths. We talked to get it on YouTube. Come on, guy. We'll talk more specific. We get behind the
All right, let's do that. I'm going to put that. This is probably still going to be edited, Juanito, but it's
Oh
going.
my gosh!
I know, but I have to send it to my team of people. But I'm going to put this on NinosCorner.tv and YouTube. So let me get
can
it on
you,
there.
Right, can you really believe that, Nino? As horrible. Careful as we were, I cannot even believe that. Even then, you still got to edit it. I mean, what can I do?
I know. But Juan, that's why I'm still up here.
Yeah, that's right. I know it. No, I'm not throwing any stones at you, bro.
I know. All right, Juanito, I'll get
back.
Oh,
by the way, you mentioned, just so everybody knows, talk about being a survivor. You almost got completely smashed with the horse the other day. My gosh, we almost lost you, Nino.
Yeah.
I could have had to come over and do hairstyling for you and all the marks on your noggin and put a helmet on you. You'd be doing shows with a helmet on you for the next year.
It was bad. We were going down a decline, a steep decline. I'm 265 pounds on this horse. I know this is hard for the horse, all right? These horses aren't in the best shape either. So the minute we start going down this decline, he loses his footing on this thick sand. That's a steep decline. And I almost went head first over this damn horse. And God kept me on this damn horse, man. It looked so bad. I mean, it would have been, not only would I have been hurt, but I would have been embarrassed the rest of my life because I think they got it on video.
Well, you know, I was on a mule over in a certain country at one point in time when we were going through the mountains. And after I got off the phone with you the other day, I was thinking about that. And most of the time I just use them for pack. But I this particular time, because my knees were just a little bit weak, they threw me on one. And he stumbled. And I had just enough, kind of threw myself off and down the hill a little bit, but I didn't get crushed by that shoulder and leg. And if that had happened there, oh my gosh, sheesh. But and there was somebody else that had happened to a couple weeks earlier, and I don't think they ever fully recovered. They pinned them together 15 different ways, and I dodged a bullet there. So I was thinking about how much mass there is there in that kind of situation. The animal's not thinking of you. So
no. But Juanito, let me close this out right now because this is glitching bad.
All right, bro.
I'll call you.
All right, thanks.
All right, bye.